secure to the core. The core keeps a careful watch on the data flowing into and out of your network, watching for anything suspicious. If it notices malformed traffic or requests being made to known malicious or at least suspicious entities online, it will take action. Whatever device initiated that traffic will have its internet access revoked, effectively shutting down a potential attack. The core also has unique network control features, and this is where things really get interesting. For example, it can monitor control connections inside the network. When the device detects suspicious activity, such as your printer trying to communicate with your smart TV, it can quarantine them on your network. Norton is able to make determinations about what traffic is and isn't safe thanks to knowledge built from 300 million endpoint users. The data the company collects is fed into a machine learning tool that can identify dangerous behavior. The core has three traffic scanning modes, from the most permissive to the most critical. By default, it's set to the second, middle setting. In full scanning mode, even if traffic is known to be safe, the core will still scan everything. Whenever it finds something troubling, it takes action and sends you an alert through the app. When the traditional antivirus detects a suspicious file, it often quarantines it and then asks you what should be done with it. Similarly, the core can quarantine any device on the network that starts misbehaving. Quarantined devices are shunted onto a separate network, similar to a virtual LAN, and have their access to the internet revoked. You can opt to reestablish the device's internet connection, perhaps to perform repairs or update firmware, without bringing the device back onto your network. In testing, we immediately received notification whenever there was a security issue. The overall security score on the main page also changed in response to our actions, both positively and negatively. Notably, the core is smart about how it responds. We initially plugged it into another router that's part of our network testing infrastructure. That's not the intended configuration, and an alert in the app told us as much, but the core continued to function perfectly, and we didn't see the need to cut off its own internet access. That's great because other hardware security devices tested in the hallowed halls of PC labs have been far more finicky. Keep in mind that the core only looks at network traffic. If, for example, you brought an infected device onto your core network, it wouldn't be able to detect it. That is, until the infected device tried to do something on the network, like attempting to infect other devices or calling home to a command and control server. Norton includes client software in the core's price in order to extend protection from the router down to individual devices. Also, the core can scan unencrypted traffic. If your device is communicating over VPN or HTTPS, the core can no longer see your web traffic. But that's a good thing, and it shows how Norton has balanced an adherence to best practices and customer privacy against overall security. Representatives from Norton were quick to point out that even in these circumstances, the core still offers some protection. While it cannot see HTTPS traffic, it can see the domain that's being requested and still block traffic going to or from suspicious URLs. If you take advantage of the included software licenses, even if something nefarious is transmitted to your device via an encrypted connection, the local antivirus will catch it. Cracking the core. To test how the core handles potentially malicious traffic, we use the Anti-Malware Testing Standards Organization's AMTSO suite of tools. These are harmless files that most major antivirus companies have agreed to detect as malicious in order to determine performance. We did not use live malware in our testing out of an abundance of caution. We were happy to see that the Norton core detected manual malware downloads, drive-by downloads, compressed malware in 11 different formats, downloads, and potentially unwanted app downloads. We also confirmed that the core's cloud detection abilities were functioning properly using the AMTSO's cloud protection test. Notably, the core did not block the AMTSO's phishing protection test page. PCMag's lead security analyst informed us this is an ongoing issue with Norton products. We also venture to 10 fresh phishing pages recorded on FishTank. These are fresh links, which is important because phishing pages tend to come and go quickly. Unfortunately, the Corps did not block any of these pages. That's a small sample, but hopefully Norton can reduce the time it takes to block new threats. Protect innocent eyes. Tablets, smartphones, and computers are no longer the realm of adults. They're used by any child who can be trusted not to drop an iPhone in the toilet. The parental control features of the core let you assign an age group to a particular user. You can then block whole categories of potentially undesirable content, including everything from violence to drugs to pornography. There are also editable black and white lists. In testing, we assigned Max an age of 8 years or younger and blocked access to all listed content types included in the apps. When Max tried to navigate to pornographic sites, he was blocked. An alert appeared in the core app. It was less successful blocking other content, like information related to abortion. One odd thing we noticed was that the Android device Max used in the parental control testing was unable to reconnect after leaving the core network. That's because Google is blocked under the general section, and that somehow conflicted with how the phone connected to Wi-Fi. Representatives from Norton told us this can be resolved by whitelisting Google.com. Note that because the core does not decrypt encrypted traffic, Max could use Google Image Search to look up pornographic images. That's because Google uses HTTPS by default. Max also circumvented the parental lock by installing and running a VPN on his device. You can also set a bedtime for a user, a daily time limit for internet use, and a weekend time limit. When the time is up, the core cuts them off from the web. Alternatively, you can use the global or device-specific pause buttons to shut down internet access for family bonding time. You can also shut off internet access for the people you've added via the Core app, which will deactivate the internet connection on all of their assigned devices. Of course, if your child's device can access the internet through another Wi-Fi network or via cellular connection, the Core can't stop them. Nor can it stop them from accessing restricted content when they're outside the house. If you're very concerned about parental control, we recommend installing standalone software on the devices your children use. Norton Family Premier is available on several platforms and earned an editor's choice in our testing. How smart is your home, really? The core can quarantine any IoT device that is known to have vulnerabilities, and any device exhibiting unusual traffic patterns. This will protect your home network and prevent your devices from being used without your knowledge. As in the recent Barai botnet DDoS attack, which weaponized IoT devices without their owner's consent. When a device connects to the network, you'll immediately get a push notification alert. From there, you can go to the Devices menu to learn more about each individual IoT device and every other device on the network. In preliminary testing, we connected two robot vacuums, the Samsung PowerBot R7070 and the iRobot Roomba 960. In each case, the core was able to correctly identify it as a home appliance, as well as the manufacturer, model number, operating system, IP address, and MAC address. It was also able to do this for a Google Pixel phone, an iPhone 7, and a MacBook Pro, though it might take a few minutes to identify each one. Device identification is critical in order for users to decide whether or not something belongs on the network. In our early testing with the Bitdefender box, we were disappointed that it struggled to do this. The core was much quicker, but we think that the app should display the product name above the device name, since that's often more recognizable to users. While none of our test devices were compromised, the core should be able to notify you and block internet access to risky devices. This is important, since most smart home devices can't run security software on their own. Plus, IoT companies don't have a stellar track record with building security into their products. A representative from Norton told us, over time, the company will be able to develop a more nuanced view of what safe and risky traffic looks like for IoT devices. Can you trust the core? Security simply doesn't work without trust. The only difference between antivirus and malware is that one is a tool in the hands of a good, trusted company. The issues of trust are compounded with a device like the Norton Core. It is watching your traffic, and in some cases inspecting the packets that are flowing through your network. Norton does gather some information about how devices and software behave on your network, but that's true for its endpoint software as well. Importantly, the Norton Core privacy policy states, "We will not sell or rent your or your child's personal information to any third parties for marketing purposes." That's important. Do keep in mind that Norton also states that it will respond to legal requests for information from law enforcement that could include your data, which is also true for the company's other products. One of the criticisms of the IoT industry is that these devices, while mundane at face value, could be used by attackers to pivot into a secure network. If the core were to be compromised, the attacker wouldn't just have a privileged position on your network, they would be your network. And thankfully, Norton has taken these concerns to heart and hired 3 separate penetrating testing companies to evaluate the core before it went to market. A representative from Norton told us that the problems it found have already been addressed. A core issue. The Norton Core is, without a doubt, the best-looking router you can buy. While there are other security devices that can meet or, perhaps, exceed the Core's protection, it is wonderfully easy to set up, to the point we marvel that other routers make it so difficult. The Core's traffic monitoring and quarantine abilities are valuable, especially in a home full of smart devices, and its parental control features are more than welcome in a smart house full of children. Equally important are the unlimited licenses for antivirus software that come with the device. All that excellence needs to be weighed against a relatively high upfront cost and an ongoing subscription fee after the first year. While our initial experience with the Core has been very positive, it is first and foremost a router. It's right in the name. For now, we're withholding a final score until we can fully evaluate its networking abilities. So check back soon for more details.